WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, the boys state baseball tournament continued yesterday with Class 4A quarterfinal round action. And for just the second time since the state baseball tourney moved to Principal Park in 2005, an eighth seed has defeated a one seed. Coming in as the defending state champions in Class 4A and as the eighth seed in the 2014 tournament, the Johnston Dragons defeated the top-seeded Waukee Warriors 8-3. Johnston broke things open in the third inning, sending 12 batters to the plate and scoring 6 runs. Also, fourth-seeded Iowa City West broke a 2-all tie with 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning to defeat fifth-seeded Dowling Catholic 4-2. Behind a 3-run sixth inning, the second-seeded Dubuque Hempstead Mustangs rallied past the West Des Moines Valley Tigers 4-2. Sixth-seeded Southeast Polk edged third-seeded Cedar Rapids Kennedy 1-0 in a pitcher's duel as Nick Arnold pitched a 5-hit complete game shutout for the Rams. Action continues today with some semifinal play in the smaller classes. In Class 1A at noon today, Newman Catholic will face Don Bosco. That'll be followed by Twin Cedars versus Galen Catholic. Then in Class 2A semis today, North Polk plays Roland Story, and Dyersville-Beckman Catholic will face off against Van Meter. Well, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-district softball teams for this year. In Class 1A, Rachel Smith, Kennedy Madsen, and Mara Burmeister, all of Exira EHK, were selected to the West all-district team. Also making the all-district West squad in Class 1A, Taya Hansen of CAM and Carmen Subert of Stanton were among those named. Also Class 2A, the Southwest all-district team includes Bailey Jansen of Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia's Abby Strait, Lexi Killinger of Trainer, also Peyton Gross, Abby Youngren, and Andrea Nully from IKM Manning. Riverside's Taylor Frayne, Toby Yates of Underwood, and Chelsea Lautrup of Logan Magnolia were all on the Southwest All-District team in 2A. Joy Gross of IKM Manning was the coach of the year. Also, Class 3A, the West District All-Stars include Aaron Olson of Atlantic, the sophomore making the West District All-Star team. Also, Elise Berg of Kemper Catholic made that All-District team, while Clarissa McElroy of Clarinda also was on the Class 3A West All-District squad. In Class 4A, the West All-District softball team included Logan Shaben and Anna Peterson, both from Harlan, Cody Finneran of Denison, and Haley Lemasters of Creston also on that West All-District 4A team. Now, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association also announced its all-state teams yesterday, or today, rather. They announced those lists. Here's a look in Class 1A. A couple of first-team selections from Exira EHK, Rachel Smith and Kennedy Madsen. Both were named first-team All-Staters by the Girls Coaches Association. Their teammate, Mara Burmeister, was a third-team selection in Class 1A. In Class 2A, Bailey Jansen of Missouri Valley was named as a first-team selection. Second-team picks include Abby Strait of Logan Magnolia, Lexi Killinger of Trainer, and Peyton Gross of IKM Manning. Also, third-team picks include Toby Yates of Underwood, Abby Youngren of IKM Manning, Chelsea Lautrup of Logan Magnolia, and Andrea Nully of IKM Manning. In Class 3A, a couple of third-team picks. All-staters include Aaron Olson of Atlantic, and also Elise Berg of Kemper Catholic was named as a third-team selection, a third one as well on the third team. Clarissa McElroy of Clarinda was a Class 3A third-team All-State selection. And also in Class 4A, second-team selection, Haley Lemasters of Creston, and also Cody Finneran of Denison was a third-team selection in Class 4A to the All-State team. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, rookie Jesse Hahn held St. Louis to one run and four hits in seven innings. Jed Gorko and Will Venable each homered and drove in four runs to lead the San Diego Padres to a 12-1 victory over the Cards last night. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat the Phillies 11-2, Arizona over Cincinnati 5-4, Washington down Miami 4-3, San Francisco over Pittsburgh 7-5, Colorado beating Chicago in 10 innings 6-4, and the Dodgers over the Braves in 10 innings by a 3-2 final. In the American League, Salvador Perez triggered a go-ahead rally with a double in the sixth inning and made several spectacular plays behind the plate, helping the Kansas City Royals to a scrappy 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. Elsewhere in the AL, Houston beat Oakland 8-1, Baltimore 4-3 over the Angels, Cleveland beat Seattle 2-0, Detroit over Chicago 7-2, Toronto beat Boston 6-1, Texas over the New York Yankees 3-2. Also in interleague play, it was Milwaukee beating Tampa Bay 5-0. A person familiar with the deal says the Cleveland Indians have traded starter Justin Masterson to the St. Louis Cardinals. Masterson, who was in the final year of his contract, was dealt for outfielder James Ramsey. Ramsey was the Cardinals' first-round pick in 2012. He's been at Double-A Springfield, where he hit .300 with 13 homers and 36 RBIs. Masterson has been a disappointment for the Indians this season. He began the year as Cleveland's number one starter, but has underperformed after turning down a contract extension from the club in spring training. On Tuesday, Masterson, who was on the disabled list, said he knew his name was in trade rumors. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs swept a pair on the road, beating New Orleans twice, 9-0 and 2-1. That gives them a half-game lead over Omaha in the North Division standings. Omaha was a 5-0 winner over Memphis yesterday. Iowa plays at New Orleans again tonight, while Memphis continues its series at Omaha. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call, 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Legal concerns have forced the University of Iowa to suspend a promotion offering free tuition to five randomly selected students who purchased football season tickets. Athletic director Gary Barta says he has decided to temporarily shutter the offer after questions were raised about whether it complies with state raffle laws. Iowa says the free tuition package is worth roughly $8,000. The award can also be used to cover fees, books, and related supplies for the upcoming fall and spring semesters. The Hawkeyes also were planning prizes such as $500 in school supplies and $1,000 gift cards to a local grocery store chain in an effort to boost lagging student ticket sales. Iowa has seen those numbers drop from $10,000 to roughly $7,000 in less than 2 years. The University of Northern Iowa's athletic director says the school needs to make improvements to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Troy Dannon told the Des Moines Register Wednesday that renovations to the stadium will be part of a broader campaign that is a couple of years away. Although it's too early to talk about costs, Dannon says renovations to the dome, opened in 1976, would be a low eight-figure project. Dannon says the stadium needs wider concourse areas, premium seating, and larger restrooms. He noted there have been few changes to the dome since it opened, though $1.2 million is being spent on a scoreboard upgrade in the stadium and in the neighboring McLeod Center. The dome's current seating capacity of 16,300 likely wouldn't change much. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith says that the time is approaching where he will shelve all talk about a contract extension and focus solely on football for the remainder of the season. The Chiefs have been discussing a new deal with Smith's representatives for months, though the sides remain far apart. Smith said after practice Wednesday that he's yet to set a date to break off negotiations, but he acknowledged that at some point mentally it'll come to me. Smith is due $7.5 million this season, the final year of his contract, and many expect him to get an extension similar to what Colin Kaepernick received from the San Francisco 49ers. Kaepernick signed a six-year, $126 million deal that includes $61 million in guaranteed money. Oakland Raiders owner Mark Davis confirmed he's met with San Antonio officials but declined to disclose whether he has any interest in relocating the franchise to Texas. The San Antonio Express News reported that Davis met on July 18th with current and former city officials and leaders to discuss potentially moving the Raiders from Oakland to San Antonio. The newspaper said city manager Cheryl Scully issued a memo to the city council Tuesday elaborating on the meeting and saying Davis has expressed interest in a possible relocation of his NFL team to San Antonio. The Raiders are in the final season of their lease in Oakland, and Davis has said that his preference is to build a new stadium on the current Coliseum site. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers have announced that they'll retire Joe Greene's number 75 during a game against the Baltimore Ravens on November 2nd. The Hall of Fame defensive end was the number one overall pick in the 1969 NFL draft. He helped Pittsburgh win four Super Bowls during his 13-year career as the heart of what became the Steel Curtain defense. The 10-time Pro Bowler was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1987. A federal judge has rejected an attempt by seven former professional football players to intervene in a tentative class action settlement of concussion claims that would cost the NFL at least $765 million. The players object to the settlement, calling it a lousy deal for ex-players whose symptoms don't qualify them for compensation. Judge Anita Brody's order says players who object to the deal can raise their concerns at a fairness hearing scheduled for November 19th, or they can opt out of that settlement. And in racing news, Hendrick Motorsports has picked Greg Ives to be Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s next crew chief. Ives was the race engineer for Jimmy Johnson's record run of five consecutive championships and will return to Hendrick Motorsports next season as crew chief for NASCAR's most popular driver. He'll replace Steve Letarte, who is stepping down at the end of the year for an analyst job with NBC Sports. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.